We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, right now the club was kind of small going into the end of last year. We only had about a dozen people, but we've done a lot of more recruiting this summer, and we're planning on doing a lot more once the spring fall semester starts. We had about 60 freshmen sign up for the club in the past couple weeks, so we're hoping that we have a strong following going into the year.
You know, I guess the overwhelming narrative is that college people, when they first start college, the predominant majority of them are Democrats. They're more interested. They lean more to the left. I mean, you're down there. You're in person. You're also had the perspective of being a little bit older than them. Is that narrative true, that a lot of young people coming in tend to be more Democrat than Republican?
It is sort of. I think young kids are a little more liberal leaning, but you would definitely be surprised, especially at the UB campus, how even it is, even split. There is a lot of conservative kids. A lot of times too, they don't get out and talk about their views. They don't feel comfortable. That narrative that exists that there are so many more left-leaning and liberal students perpetuates that kind of belief for those conservative kids, too, that they really don't have a place there, but it's just not really the case.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg is set to make an appearance at the UB campus on Monday, and obviously this is a great get, objectively. It's not every day you get a Supreme Court Justice of the United States that actually comes to a college campus, let alone Buffalo. But here she is. She's coming to Buffalo, and it brings up the topic of, you know, her legacy, her importance in today's culture. You're a Republican. We spoke with the Democrats. They had a lot of praise for her, but from the Republican side, you know, what do you feel is the perception of her, especially amongst UB Republicans?
Well, obviously we have a lot of political and ideological differences with Justice Ginsburg, but I think it is a great honor for the school to be able to host her. And unfortunately, I'm going to be unable to attend the event personally, but I would certainly be honored to be able to be lectured by a sitting Supreme Court justice.
Do you know if there's anybody from UB Republicans that'll be in attendance at it, or do you think everyone on the Democrats got the tickets for it?
Currently, I'm not sure. Those events are not sponsored by our political club, so we don't get priority per se. When Condoleezza Rice came last year, the College Republicans did get a handful of tickets provided through the school, but this is a UB law event too, so I think this law school got the most of the free passes there.
Well, if you were in attendance, and obviously, you know, people listening to this interview, you won't be able to make it, and tickets went very fast to it. What do you hope people get out of meeting with Justice Ginsburg? We had a chance to speak earlier with UB Democrats Hayden Guys. He told us that he is really looking forward to hearing conversations about unions and the workforce, which makes sense because college atmosphere, people going into the workforce right after. But what do you hope on your side people get out of a conversation with Justice Ginsburg?
Well, like I said, we inherently have some disagreements about the way Justice Ginsburg has ruled over the years and what her political ideology is. But she has spent the bulk of her career, if not all of it, fighting for civil rights and protecting the rights of working people and stuff like that. You know, I just want people to... I usually go to those kinds of events to just observe and see what the people have to say. It's not so much, what you get out of it is you get the experience of listening to a sitting Supreme Court justice speak in person and give her experiences and her thoughts about, you know, current topics and other issues going on. I doubt that she's going to get very in-depth with any sort of case material or anything that she sees upcoming. So, you know, I doubt people are going to get too much insight on that, but, you know, she's got a lot of experience on various benches and being a former lawyer for the ACLU, so I'm sure people are going to get to hear a lot about that kind of thing, too.
If I remember reading the press release correctly, some people in the audience will have a chance to ask Justice Ginsburg some questions. I know, again, you're not going to be in the audience for this, but if you had one question that you could ask Justice Ginsburg, what would it be?
I guess I would probably ask her about her initial decision back when she was being reviewed by the Senate when she was first nominated by President Clinton for the Supreme Court, she has set a precedent that is pretty commonly referred to now for candidates for the Supreme Court to not discuss upcoming or potential cases or what their beliefs are, which I actually kind of agree with. I would ask her what, you know, led her to remain so adamant about that, and if there was any pressure from her from anyone to discuss that kind of thing, and if it was something that she had determined going into it, or if it was she determined that like well beforehand, like she always knew this isn't something I'm not going to divulge into because, you know, whatever reason she gives.
Do you think anybody will ask that on Monday?
It's possible, but I think most people are probably going to be faculty and students and things like that from the law school, and they probably will ask more about the civil rights aspect and the women's rights issues that she's championed. So they'll probably focus more on that kind of thing as opposed to, you know, more the technical aspects of the judiciary.
What do you think her legacy ends up being? You know, obviously, you know, she's been a justice for 20 some odd years now, but obviously she's been kind of looked at as almost, so to say, as like the last hope for Democrats to have some sort of power, because the narrative was that had Hillary Clinton won in 2016, all right, Justice Ginsburg could have stepped down and then a Democrat could have replaced her. But now that Trump is in there, she's kind of holding on even while her health is declining. And then if Trump loses, then that someone can fill her role. What do you think ultimately her legacy, though, is in the big picture?
Well, I truthfully think she's gonna hold on as long as possible on the bench. I don't think she's not the type of person that's going to retire early, regardless of, you know, who wins the 2020 election, which obviously she has every right to do as a Supreme Court justice. But I think for the most part, she'll be looked at on the left as somebody who championed women's rights, workers' rights, civil rights. She was the first Democrat-appointed justice in the Supreme Court, and which was a big milestone for them. She was the second woman Supreme Court justice, so that was, you know, that's another step forward for that. On the right, she'll be seen as somebody who made legislation from the bench, which unfortunately we have many justices that have been doing that over the years, which isn't something I really like, but. You know, I think it'll depend on your political perspective, how you view her in the future. But no matter what, she'll always be looked at as somebody who served for 40 plus years in the judicial system and dedicated the bulk of her life to public service.
We had heard a rumor a while back that there might be protests there might be protests at her appearance at UB on Monday. Do you know anything about this? Have you heard any rumors? Do you know if there's anything with UB Republicans that protest-wise?
I have not heard any sort of protest, but there certainly won't be any from the college Republicans at UB. We certainly idealize the civil speech and civil discourse. We'd like to further that. I don't think protesting an event like this is really a way to advance that cause in any way. So I would certainly hope that people show up, respect the Justice Ginsburg and the audience that is showing up so that they can enjoy the event as it should be and not as a sideshow circus type of thing going on.
Dominic, anything else you want people to know about UB Republicans and also the justice's appearance on Monday?
If you're a UB student listening, College Republicans is going to have a lot of awesome events going on this year. Of course, our normal CPAC trip in February. There's a lot of opportunities to help out with local Republican campaigns all across the county. If that's something you're interested in, you know, if you want to get involved, you got to come join the best party on campus.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.